All right, get ready to dive into a story with a little bit of everything.
All right.
We've got baseball, backstabbing, and a landmark legal case that still has a big impact on businesses even today.
Oh, I like where this is going.
We're talking about a case called McQuaid v. Stoneham.
Ah, yes, McQuaid v. Stoneham.
It went all the way to the New York Court of Appeals back in 1932.
I think what's really fascinating about this case is that it's not just some, you know, historical event that's been tucked away in the legal archives.
Yeah.
This is a case that really gets at, you know, the core of how power works in corporations.
Okay.
It raises some really fundamental questions about how shareholder agreements work.
Right.
What a director's duties are and the limits of, you know, personal agreements when you're talking about running a company.
So imagine this. It's the roaring 20s. The New York Giants are a baseball powerhouse.
Oh, yeah.
And you've got these three really interesting figures at the center of it all.
Mm.
You've got Francis McQuay. He was a New York City magistrate.
Okay.
John McGraw, the legendary Giants manager. And then Charles Stoneham, the team's majority owner.
So they're all big names.
Yeah, big names.
Yeah.
And they decide to team up.
Oh, wow.
And they're not just going to be fans. They're going to be owners.
They're buying in.
They're buying into the Giants together.
Together.
And they even drew up a shareholder agreement to try to really solidify their positions and their salaries.
So it's official making it all.
McQuaid was going to be treasurer.
Okay.
McGraw, vice president, and Stoneham, president.
So they're all set, ready to run the show.
Yeah, they were setting themselves up to run the show.
That's quite a team.
Sounds like a dream team, right?
You would think so, yeah.
But like in any good drama, things take a turn for the worse.
Oh.
McQuaid ends up getting ousted from his position.
He gets kicked out.
Yeah. And that's when the legal fireworks start.
That's when things get interesting.
So how does this connect to the bigger picture of corporate law?
Well, you know, the case really hinges on this question. Can a shareholder agreement, a contract between these shareholders,
right,
can that dictate how corporate directors vote?
Oh, that's interesting.
Can you, as a shareholder, essentially use these personal contracts to control what the board decides?
Oh, so that's what McQuaid was arguing.
That's exactly what McQuaid was trying to do.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's almost like, you know, getting kicked off the board of your favorite team.
Right.
But not just any team. The New York Giants.
That had to be rough.
You'd be pretty upset.
I can imagine.
And so the courts really had to grapple with some pretty complex issues here.
Yeah.
On one hand, you've got this principle of freedom of contract.
Right.
They made a deal.
The deal's in.
Shouldn't it be upheld?
Mm.
But on the other hand, there's this legal duty that directors have.
Yeah.
To always act in the best interest of the corporation.
Put the company first.
Even if that means going against a prior agreement.
Yeah. So it's tricky.
All right. So let's unpack the court's decision here.
Okay.
This is where things get really interesting.
All right. Right.
The majority opinion, which was written by Chief Judge Pound,
okay,
basically said, no, this contract is void.
They just threw it out.
And the reasoning was actually pretty straightforward. They basically said that directors can't be bound to vote in a certain way.
It's got to be up to their judgment.
Especially when it comes to big decisions like setting salaries or choosing officers.
Right. Those are key decisions.
Their independent judgment is paramount.
They have to be able to make their own calls.
Now, here's a twist that adds a little bit more drama to the story.
Oh, what happened?
It came out during the case
that
McQuaid's paid position with the Giants actually violated a law that prohibited city magistrates from engaging in business.
So there was a conflict of interest there.
Yeah, this statutory conflict basically threw a wrench into the whole thing.
It complicated things.
Even if the contract itself wasn't an issue, McQuaid's involvement was because of his other job.
Right, he wasn't even supposed to be doing this.
But wait, there's another layer to all of this.
Oh, there's more.
We have a concurring opinion from Judge Lehman.
Oh, interesting.
And this is where things get a bit more nuanced.
Okay, I'm intrigued.
Lehman agreed with the majority that McQuaid's conflict of interest meant the contract couldn't be enforced.
Okay.
However, he didn't think shareholder agreements were inherently illegal.
So he disagreed with the majority on that point.
Yeah, he argued that majority shareholders should have at least some power to influence company policy and direction.
He's saying they shouldn't be completely powerless.
Yeah, so he's saying that, yeah, this specific contract is a no-go, but majority shareholders shouldn't be completely powerless.
That's a really interesting perspective.
It's fascinating, isn't it?
Yeah.
He's acknowledging that there's this very delicate balance that you have to strike between the power of ownership and the responsibility of leadership.
It's a tough line to draw.
So it's like this legal tug of war. And McQuaid v. Stoneham landed right in the middle of it.
Right at the center of this debate.
But before we go into the long-term impacts of this case, I want to dig into some of the more interesting details.
Oh, yeah.
From the source material.
I love those details.
I think these little nuggets really help bring the whole story to life.
They make it real.
Don't you think?
I completely agree. Yeah, for sure. Like, did you know that their agreement actually specified their salaries?
Oh, free.
Stoneham, as president, was going to make $45,000.
Wow.
While McQuaid and McGraw were each promised $7,500. That's some serious money.
Yeah, especially back then.
Especially back then.
It really gives you a sense of what was at stake here.
Exactly.
In this whole power struggle.
They had a lot to lose.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's this one line from Judge Pound's opinion that I think just perfectly sums up the court's position.
What's that?
He wrote, "Directors may not, by agreements entered into, as stockholders abrogate their independent judgment."
So even if you come to an agreement as a shareholder, you can't just let that agreement dictate how the directors vote.
That's right. You can't sign away their duty to act in the best interests of the company.
This case, McQuaid v. Stoneham, is cited all the time as a landmark decision.
Oh, absolutely.
In corporate law.
That's a big one.
It shows up in legal textbooks and is referenced in so many other cases.
Yeah.
Why do you think it's had this kind of staying power?
Well, I think it really comes down to this fundamental principle. A director's primary responsibility is to the corporation.
Oh, hey?
Not to individual agreements.
Right.
And not even to majority shareholders.
It's about protecting the company from being swayed by personal interests.
Exactly.
Even if those interests represent a controlling stake.
That's the key. It ensures that directors are free to make decisions based on what they believe is best for the company.
Mm.
For the company's future.
Taking everyone into account.
Everyone, not just a select few.
It's interesting to think about how this might play out in today's world.
Oh, for sure.
You know, we've got activist investors.
Right.
These really complicated ownership structures.
Yeah.
And a whole new set of challenges.
It's a different landscape.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right. This case raises questions that are still being debated today.
Like what?
How do we balance the influence of shareholders?
Okay.
Especially those with large stakes.
Right.
With the need for directors to use their own judgment.
Yeah. Where do you draw the line?
It's a tough question.
It's like we're dealing with some of the same fundamental issues that were at play back in the 1930s, just in a different context.
A different setting, but the same core issues.
And that's what makes McQuaid v. Stoneham so relevant, right?
Absolutely. It gives us a framework for understanding these complex situations.
Right.
But it doesn't give us all the answers.
It forces us to think critically about, you know, the nature of corporate power and responsibility.
To really grapple with these tough questions.
So if we had to sum up the main takeaway from this case, what would you say it is?
I think the key takeaway is this. Agreements between shareholders are perfectly fine.
Okay.
But they can't cross the line into telling directors how to vote.
Right.
Or limiting their ability to act in the best interest of the company.
So you're saying there's a clear boundary between ownership and governance.
Exactly.
You can own a piece of the company.
You can have a stake.
But you can't control how the leaders run the company.
It's about respecting those separate roles.
It's like you can own a piece of the pie.
Okay.
But you can't tell the baker how to run the bakery.
That's a great way to put it.
All right, so we've really gone through it all.
Yeah.
We talked about the facts of the case, the legal reasoning, and even touched on the lasting implications.
It's been a thorough dive.
But before we wrap up, I want to leave our listener with a question to think about.
Oh, I like that.
A question that builds on what we talked about today.
All right, I'm ready.
So this case was decided nearly a century ago.
A long time ago.
But those core principles are still really important.
They still matter today.
So here's my question for you, the listener.
Okay, I'm listening.
In today's world, with all these new challenges and complexities, how do we make sure that those principles, like the independence of directors and their duty to the corporation, how do we make sure those principles continue to guide decision-making at the highest levels?
That's a fantastic question. It really challenges us to think about how corporate governance needs to adapt and evolve to protect the interests of all stakeholders in this rapidly changing world.
Corporate law isn't static.
It's constantly changing.
It's constantly evolving.
Trying to keep up with the times.
And we need to constantly be reassessing how we balance competing interests.
Right.
And make sure that companies are governed ethically and responsibly.
Yeah, it's always a balancing act, isn't it? You've got to let the shareholders have their say, but you also need to make sure the directors can do their jobs.
Right. With integrity.
Yeah, and independently.
And you made a really good point before about Judge Lehman. It almost seemed like he was contradicting himself.
It's true. He was kind of all over the place, in his opinion.
On one hand, he said the contract wasn't valid because of that conflict of interest
Right.
with McQuaid's other job. But then on the other hand, he said that shareholders should be able to have some influence
Yeah, majority shareholders, at least.
on the company's policies.
It's like he couldn't quite decide.
It seems like he was acknowledging this tension that exists in corporate governance.
Yeah, that push and pull.
Yeah, between ownership and leadership.
Exactly.
And that's something we still see today,
Oh, absolutely.
like with activist investors.
Right, they come in and try to shake things
You
up.
buy up a ton of stock.
Yeah, and then they use that to try to force changes.
So how do we balance these things?
It's the big question, isn't it?
How do we make sure shareholders have a voice,
Right.
but also make sure the directors can do what they think is best?
It's not easy.
That's the million-dollar question.
I think McQuaid v. Stoneham helps us start to think about these issues.
Right. It gives us a framework,
But it doesn't have all the answers.
which I think makes this case so interesting.
Yeah, even almost 100 years later,
It reminds us that the law is always evolving
it has to keep up with the times.
to deal with all these new challenges that pop up.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I've really enjoyed this deep dive.
It's been fascinating.
I think we both have a much better understanding
Yeah.
of how complicated corporate law can be.
For anyone listening who's interested in learning more,
Yeah.
I definitely recommend checking out the full opinions.
Yeah, there's so much more to uncover.
The legal arguments and the historical context are really interesting.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into McQuaid v. Stoneham.
It's been a pleasure.
It's a case that reminds us that corporate law isn't just about abstract legal theories. It's about real people, real-world problems,
Yeah, real
and
conflict.
that constant struggle
Yeah.
to balance power and responsibility.
In the world of business.
Until next time, keep exploring, keep asking questions, and keep searching for those aha moments.